Blessed are those who do not walk in the counsel of the wicked,
or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of scoffers.
But their delight is in the law of the Lord,
and on his law they meditate day and night.
They are like trees planted by streams of water that yield their fruit in season, and their leaves do not wither.
In all that they do, they prosper.
The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away.
Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous.
For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous,
but the way of the wicked will perish.
Okay, it's children's time. If the children would like to come forward, we'll sit out in front here.
Make room for you.
You know, this past week, Linda, my wife, and I had the privilege of going up to Chicago for a meeting. And in the evening one night, they had entertainment for us. And they had a country western band. And oh my goodness, they were good. And I can't say country music is my favorite, but those musicians were fantastic. And most of them played more than one instrument. One of the guys played a keyboard, and he was making all kinds of sounds, and it was really a lot of fun. And I got thinking, you know, do you think any of you might want to play an instrument? You know, we have one here in the church, a piano. You do? Anybody think about playing a piano? That might be really fun. You can play here at church for us.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, to play the piano, my goodness, you'd have to buy a piano. And I was looking up in the newspaper, and a piano can run maybe $500, $600, $700, and that's not even for a new one. That's for a used one, and then you got to have it tuned, and that's going to have cost money. And you got to be willing to pay the price and to count the cost in terms of playing an instrument. And then you have to think, well, you got to learn how to play. That means you got to have somebody give you lessons, and that can add up. That could be maybe even $25 a week, and that's $100 a month, and then you've got to buy books. And it could be pretty expensive. But then you also have to think, you have to practice. And that means that there may be times that you'd rather go outside and play with your friends. Yeah, and well, you might have to stay inside a little bit and practice. And so when we take a look at all of these things, it could really pay off. Because if you practice a lot and become really good, you can become rich and famous and be somebody like people out there will know, like Billy Joel or Elton John. You guys might know Taylor Swift, or even right here, Pastor Zach. Oh, he can play the piano too. He doesn't show off very much. You come during the week and hear him practicing. He's really good. But if you want to play the piano or any instrument, you have to count the cost. And you have to make sure you're willing to pay the price. And you know what? Those are almost the exact words that Jesus said to some of the people who wanted to become his disciples. Jesus told them that if they wanted to follow him, they had to count the cost. Pastor Zach's going to talk about that later on today. And Jesus said that they had to be willing to take up their cross daily and to follow him. And that they might have to be willing to be away from their family and their friends. And maybe sometimes people might get angry with them or might even call them names. And so he said that you've got to count the cost and be willing to pay the price. And you know, there's a lot of people that want to follow Jesus, and they come to church for a little while, and then we don't see them anymore because they find out that it's sometimes work. You know, you guys right now, you could be home playing or watching TV or doing other things, but you're paying the price right now. And you know what? It's well worth it to have Jesus with us and know that he's close to all of us and taking care of us. That's well worth it. Let's close in prayer, okay? We'll do an echo prayer, so say what I say, okay? Here we go. Dear Jesus, it is easy to say that we want to follow you, but it isn't always easy to do that. Help us to follow you, whatever the cost. Amen.
Our Old Testament reading this morning comes from Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, verses 15 through 20. See, I have set before you today life and prosperity, death and adversity. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God that I am commanding you today, by loving the Lord your God, walking in his ways, and observing his commandments, decrees, and ordinances, then you shall live and become numerous. And the Lord your God will bless you in a land that you are entering to possess. But if your heart turns away and you do not hear, but are led astray to bow down to other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you shall perish. You shall not live long in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life, so that you and your descendants may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and holding fast to him. For that means life to you and length of days, so that you may live in the land that the Lord swore to give to your ancestors, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Please stand for the gospel lesson. The gospel reading today comes from Luke, the 14th chapter, verses 25 through 33. Now large crowds were traveling with him, and he turned and said to them, "Whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and even life itself, cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not first sit down and estimate the cost to see whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it will begin to ridicule him, saying, 'This fellow began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king, going out to wage war against another king, will not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to oppose the one who comes against him with 20,000? If he cannot, then, while the other is still far away, he sends a delegation and asks for the terms of peace. So therefore, none of you can become my disciple if you do not give up all of your possessions." So ends the reading. You may be seated.
This is the word of God for we the people of God. Let us say, thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? Father, your son's words are not easy to stomach today. This is a difficult message to preach, and it's an even more difficult message to live out. So I pray that your Holy Spirit would come now. Come and open our hearts, open our minds, open our lives, and give us focus on you in this moment. Speak to us, Lord, and change our lives so that we can share the love of Christ and take up our cross and follow you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So it's Labor Day weekend, 3-day weekend. How many of you are working on something that you've been putting off for a long time at home? Anybody? I spent the afternoon the other day, and I was in the basement. And we get everything mailed to us from Amazon, and so it's easier for us so we don't have to get the kids in the car and go everywhere. And I was collapsing and taking the razor blade to all these boxes and boxes and boxes and boxes. I'm still not done. But I realized that I've been putting that off for way too long, and it took much longer and was much more of a cost in terms of the effort to get through it all. And it would have been much easier if I would have just done it all each time instead of letting them all pile up. And sometimes it's like that for us too, as disciples. In our lives, we tend to procrastinate. We tend to put things off, right? Some people put off their taxes until the last minute. Students put off studying for a test or writing a paper until the night before. And they try to pull an all-nighter. And then they don't sleep. And then they're kind of groggy the rest of the day and into the weekend. And they get the paper back, like, I don't remember writing this. When we procrastinate, when we put things off, there's a cost involved. There's a cost involved. But inaction or indecision is an even more costly error that we can make. So today's message, as you heard in the song earlier, you cannot follow Jesus unless you count the cost. So turn with me again in your Bibles to Luke 14, verses 25 to 33. And let's take a look at verse 27, because this is the main point. Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. Now we know that the good news of Jesus Christ is an inclusive message. It's meant to be an invitation for everyone, that everyone has the opportunity to RSVP this special invitation into God's kingdom. But while God's love is unconditional, there are conditions to discipleship, to becoming a follower of Jesus. And as we've been in the Gospels this past year, we've seen this progression. It begins with someone coming and sharing the good news. Whether it was John the Baptist saying, repent, that is, change your hearts and change your lives, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He was baptizing people for the forgiveness of sins. So to repent, to change our lives, that's part of it. You do an about face, you do a 180. You, instead of looking at yourself and looking at your life or looking at your past or looking at all your problems, you do an about face and you face God just as you are. No more hiding. No more being afraid. No more feeling guilty or ashamed. And no more blaming. You're taking responsibility for your life. That's what it means to repent. That you don't try to clean yourself up and then come to God. But you come to God filthy and dirty and broken and incomplete. And you let God clean you up. That through Jesus Christ and what he's done for us on the cross and through his life of joyful obedience and fulfilling every letter of the Old Testament law that we could never do on our own, we come to Christ, and Christ transforms us because God will give us the gift of the Holy Spirit. In fact, the Bible says that you cannot confess that Jesus Christ is Lord without the Holy Spirit. See, there's such a high cost that God was willing to give his only Son for us, whom he loved more than anyone else in the entire universe. Even more than he loved the world. And he so loved the world that he sent his Son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish, but have eternal life. Not just life in the hereafter, after one dies, but eternal life today in the present, in that moment, And in that moment, each day, where we learn to deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow Jesus. But that's not just the same. To deny yourself and take up your cross, there's a process involved. First, you have to deny yourself. And I'll be the first to admit, that's the hardest thing for me to do. I love following Jesus, but man, is that denying yourself the hardest part for me. It's so hard because there's all these things that I think are good or things that I should be doing or things that I want to do. Or I feel like, well, this is the right time, God. And it might not be. And all my good intentions are never enough. And frankly, all my good intentions make more of a mess, or they cause more unintended harm to people. Or even worse, when I don't deny myself, I can be a selfish jerk. Just ask my wife. Sorry, honey. There is this part of me, no matter how much I want to follow Jesus, that still needs to die. Because Jesus, he died even before he was on that cross. He died to his self-will. Because he was sent by God the Father, and he came. He was on a mission. And it wasn't to do his will, but to do the will of his Father in heaven who sent him. That people were always trying to impose an enticing agenda on Jesus after he would heal people and crowds of people. Sometimes the Bible says that they would try to take him away and try to make them king. So he'd have to get away. He'd have to go off, be by himself, and spend time with his Father and with the Holy Spirit in prayer. And I think that that time and that discipline of prayer with the Holy Spirit and the Word of God helping him was helping Jesus continue to prepare to die. To deny himself and die to any inclination of his own will. And to prepare to take up his cross to the end. To follow the will of God and the Word of God. And fulfill all the prophecies about the Messiah. That he was the suffering servant, as it says in Isaiah 53, 54, and 55. That he was bruised for us. That by his stripes we are healed. He was bruised for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The Apostle Paul talks about Jesus and says that he who knew no sin became sin. So that this purpose, that we might become his righteousness. But how do we become God's righteousness? It's in that day-to-day grind. It's not just in our past one-time repentance initially of becoming a disciple of Jesus. But it's when you wake up every day and you realize, God, I cannot save myself no matter how many times I try. And even though I might be a disciple of Jesus or I want to be for the first time today, I know I can't save myself. And I need you to save me from myself and my self-deception and my sin and my good intentions. God, help me to deny myself and to take up my cross and follow you. That's the second part, is to take up your cross. To take up your cross. In other words, to mind your own business. To know what your mission is and what God has called you to do and how you can be a blessing to others without imposing your will on them. It's to be obedient even when you don't want to. I'm a parent. I have two toddlers. And my oldest, Eliana, she's 3 and she's in preschool. And we're starting to get to that phase where we hear, I don't want to. You know, we never outgrow that, do we? Deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow me. I don't want to. I'm scared. It's too painful. What if I mess up? I'm afraid of failure. What if they laugh at me? What if they think I'm crazy? What if I share my heart with them and they trample on it? In our hearts, because of our sin, because of our selfishness, because of the trauma we've experienced from the sins from other people, whether it was good intentions or bad that have harmed us, from unforgiveness, it causes that fleshly part within us the tainted humanity in us, to cry out and to resist the cross. Even Jesus experienced that when he's in the Garden of Gethsemane. He's praying and he's sweating as he's praying, and the sweat is falling down like drops of blood. And he's wrestling with that. God, I don't want to. Please, if anything, if this, can this will, this your this cup of suffering that I have to, this cross, is there any other way? And as he feels that, I don't want to cry up within him, the Holy Spirit helps him to say, but not my will, but yours be done. Jesus fought and wrestled and was victorious through the Holy Spirit's power to give him self-denial. Jesus denied himself and took up his cross and was whipped and beaten and mocked and spit upon so that we could have the chance to live. And not just live in eternity in the hereafter, but live today in the present, to free us from the guilt and shame and blame and pain from our past sins and the harm we've caused others or the harm we've experienced, so that we can deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow him. But this cost we have to consider, because Jesus, in verse 28, he says, "For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not first sit down and estimate the cost to see whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he's laid a foundation and is not able to finish," that is, to procrastinate or to put it off or to run out of supplies or to collapse before the finish line, "then all who see it will begin to ridicule, saying, 'This person began to build and was not able to finish.'" And that's the way it is in life. We cannot save ourselves. Even after we've been saved and we experience the love of Jesus Christ, we've had the Holy Spirit in our hearts to make us born again, we still cannot save ourselves. And we can't rely on our own power and our own talents, even the gifts of the Holy Spirit, to try to make it up to God or to try to do something great for God. The only way we can is through self-denial. It's through submitting to the gentle voice of the Holy Spirit that says, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me, to follow Jesus. Denying yourself, it's not fun. It's painful. It can be lonely at times. But it's the one thing that we can't afford, that this world can't afford for us to put off any longer. That when we deny ourselves and we take up our cross, we mind our own business and we focus on the people in our lives around us, not just imagining someone that we're going to go out and rescue, because we can't rescue someone. Only Jesus can. That we need to be rescued, and remembering that we need to be rescued by Jesus each day gives us the courage to go out and see him rescue someone else. We can't follow Jesus unless we count this cost. He paid it all for us. And our good intentions, our talents, our resources, our money, our relationships aren't enough to give people the good news. We need Jesus to take our mess and transform it through self-denial, through bearing our cross and following him, and the healing work of the Holy Spirit within us, the deep, open heart spiritual surgery that God does in us to take us from being focused inward on ourselves and being focused on God and focused on others. That is when we realize the riches of eternity in Jesus Christ. The gift of the Holy Spirit that we celebrate in baptism today. It's all worth it, because God took and paid it all for us, because you and I, we are his priceless treasure that he was willing to go all in on, put all the chips on the line, and lay down his hand for us. To take out all the life savings, so to speak, so he could buy and purchase his property with that buried treasure for us. You are that priceless pearl that the diver is willing to go sell everything he has in order to go get it. And a pearl isn't just shiny when you find it, but a pearl goes through a process that it's refined. It's sand and grit, you know, kind of polishes it over time. And years and pressure. And eventually there's this pearl. But God needs to take the cross and self-denial, just like he did for his son, and smooth out our edges and bring us to a high gloss so that the world can see the light of Christ shine through us and reflect and refract off of us so the world can see the light of Christ. So friends, you cannot follow Jesus unless you count the cost. And as Jesus says in verse 33, none of you can become my disciple if you do not give up all your possessions. He doesn't just mean material here. He means your agendas, your will, your plans, your dreams, your hopes, your ambitions. All your worldly selfish dreams and ambitions must be lost. For those who seek to save their lives will lose them in the end. But those who lose their lives for Christ will find new life in him. So whatever was of profit, we now consider loss. Let us deny our sinful selves and carry up our cross. Thanks be to God. So Lindy's going to sing a song as we prepare our hearts for this wonderful baptism. I'm going to invite the family to come up.
Give you strength even when you're forlorn. May you answer the door when Jesus comes knocking. May you wisdom guide when your mouth is talking. May discretion protect you and keep you pure. May you never stumble or fall for a lure. May your heart remain humble to the very end. May uprightness and truth be what you defend. May the world not ensnare or change who you are. May the light that's within you shine like the stars. May angels surround you body, spirit, and mind. May favor and peace be yours to find. May rejection and pain never reach you. And may your spirit grow bold for what you're called to. As you rest in God's care, I will rest too, knowing that Jesus is watching over you. Amen.
Baptism. We are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and are given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift offered to us without price. Lindy, would you come up here? Okay.
Present Ayla, Joe, Katie for baptism.
On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? If so, say I do. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord, in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? If so, say I do.
I do.
Will you nurture this child in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example, she may be guided to accept God's grace for herself, and to profess her faith openly, and to lead a Christian life? If so, say I will. Do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ?
We do.
Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include these persons now before you in your care? With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround these persons with a community of love and forgiveness, that they may grow in their service to others. We will pray for them, that they may be true disciples who walk in the way that leads to life. Let us join together in professing the Christian faith as contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testament. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord,
who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Eternal Father, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan, to the land which you promised. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell of God's mercy each day. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Holy Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. Declare Christ's works to the nations, his glory among all the people. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and those who receive it, to wash away their sin and her sin, and clothe her in righteousness throughout her life, that dying and being raised with Christ, she may share in his eternal final victory. All praise to you, eternal Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen. Okay, Ayla, I'm going to take this shell, and I'm going to dip this in the water, and I'm going to baptize you. So I'm going to pour water on you three times, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. And this is so that you'll know for the rest of your life that Jesus loves you, and that God has an awesome plan for your life, and your parents love you too. So Ayla, I baptize you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. And here, this is a gift so you can remember your baptism. Okay, and now I'm going to take this nice smelling oil, and I'm going to anoint you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And all right, if I anoint the family too? Okay. I anoint you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I anoint you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I anoint you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Now it is our joy to welcome our new sister in Christ. Through baptism, you are incorporated by the Holy Spirit into God's new creation and made to share in Christ's royal priesthood. We are all one in Christ Jesus. With joy and thanksgiving, we welcome you as members of the family of Christ. Members of the household of God, I commend this person to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love as members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church. We renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. The God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. So, is it all right if we will share her with the congregation? All right, we're going to do a little parade, all right? Let's give her a hand. Praise God. Father, we bless your name today. And I pray, God, that you will help us to have the strength and the fortitude and the courage to no longer fear people, to no longer fear death, to no longer fear suffering, but to have a holy fear of you, God. A fear of God that tells us that we are your beloved children in Christ and we have nothing to fear. That we can boldly share your love with others through an everyday life of denying ourselves, of taking up our cross and following you and counting the cost that you paid for us so that we can live not for ourselves, but for you, God, and for others to know you. May you go in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit to share the love of Christ. Amen.